You're listening to Positively Anti-Inflammatory, the show for people just like you who want to keep inflammation down and your spirits up. I'm your host, Alyssa Abrahamson, functional nutritional therapist and wellness coach. Today and every Wednesday, I'm here to be your coach and your guide as I offer insightful ways for you to lead a positively anti-inflammatory life. Hello and welcome to episode 173. Oh, how are you? Okay. It is, you know, we're talking about love today, and I am looking back, and the theme of 2024, we kicked off, I believe it was episode 158, the your January forecast and affirmation, and it was talking all about love and that love is the answer. And then the following episode, the second episode of 2024, was about creating more love in 2024. So we are just, you know, I've been continuing on that theme. I will always continue on that theme. And I'm excited about today's episode because it's just a different twist on how we think about ways that we can show our self-love. And, you know, so often we think outside of ourselves. We put energy into loving other people and caring for other people, which is, of course, is amazing. Connection. But also we, at the same time, can often neglect putting energy into loving ourselves and neglect caring for ourselves. So, you know, that's that, you know, I've recently talked about self-connection and really how vital that is to your health and well-being. And so this is what we're going to talk about today. And have you heard of the five love languages? So love languages refer to the way we give and receive love. And this concept was first introduced by Dr. Gary Chapman. He has a book that came out in 1992 called The Five Love Languages, How to Express Heartfelt Commitment to Your Mate. Okay, now I have not read the book. However, over the years, I have explored the concept and I love it. I think it gives us a really fun, framework or starting point to really think about how we give love and how also we want to receive love. So those five love languages are words of affirmation, acts of service, quality time, physical touch, and receiving gifts. So the idea with his concept in his book is that when you know your partner's love language and they know yours, that this can really enhance and improve your relationship as you have a deeper understanding and you're more mindful. You can become more mindful of each other's wants and desires because you have insight into ways that you receive and express love and that they receive and express love. So that's great and awesome. And, you know, like I said, when it comes to love and joy and nourishment and healing, we often look outside of ourselves to our relationships. But as we know, cultivating a loving relationship with ourselves and thinking about how we treat ourselves and showing ourselves love really, honestly, needs to take priority. So that's what we're going to do today. We are going to explore the five love languages through your relationship with yourself. So we all express and feel love differently. There's no right or wrong way. And that's just the beauty of being human. is just getting to know ourselves and the people that we love. And so, you know, if you're not sure what your love language is, or even if you are, you are in the right place because we're going to explore this today. All right. Are you ready? Now, if you are the type of person who wants to take notes, now's the time to press pause and grab a pen and paper. All right. So, and I'm going to go through these five love languages in no particular order. Okay. So number one, words of affirmation. And in terms of self-love, it's about, you know, thinking or speaking self-love. So words of affirmation refer to, you know, verbal expressions of, and even thinking about how, you know, the thoughts in our mind of expressions of love, appreciation, and affection. So this includes things like compliments, encouragement, verbal praise or recognition of your accomplishments or your efforts of, or for just you being who you are. And, you know, there are so many ways to communicate with yourself, supporting and loving words. So I'm curious, like, how do you give yourself words of affirmation? Is that something that is a part of, is that a love language for you? Or is that something that you really want to work on? So again, there's so many different ways to do it. So just, you know, a few ideas are, you know, thinking about giving yourself a compliment and like looking in the mirror and telling yourself that you're proud of yourself for fill in the blank, whatever that is. And go back to episode 171, your April, just this month's the April forecast and affirmation. So my reflections on the affirmation of the month from Louise Hay's I Can Do It calendar. So one of the sentences in the affirmation is, I rely on my thoughts to build myself up, not beat myself up. If a negative thought does pop up, I notice it right away and use a positive thought to replace it. So when we think about words of affirmation, you know, thinking or speaking self-love, this could be about being mindful and actively, you know, turning down the volume of your inner critic, of that negative self-talk, and being really mindful of your self-talk and showing yourself self-compassion along the way. Another way to show yourself love through words of affirmation is write yourself a love letter. Okay, I'm totally serious. Get out that pen and paper and write yourself a letter expressing all the things that you enjoy about yourself, that you're proud of yourself, that you love about yourself, all of those things that really, that can just really be motivating, inspiring, and validating, and a reminder of like, wow, I am showing myself love through these words of affirmation. So, you know, whatever you want to say to yourself in the most loving, supportive, complimentary, uplifting way, do it in this letter. And then, you know, you can keep it nearby your bedside table, or you can keep it in your purse and go back to it whenever you need that loving, positive boost. Okay. And then number two, acts of service. And this is about doing self-love. So acts of service is a love language that about showing yourself, showing love to yourself through your actions. So again, I mean, so many things you could do, but, you know, I'm just, you know, thinking about some examples like, you know, cooking for yourself, preparing healthy meals, getting into bed early, reading a book, making sure you're getting good night's rest, cleaning out clutter, you know, that's been weighing you down. Small baby steps. Start with a drawer. You don't need to do your whole, you don't need to do your whole garage in one day. But acts of service. Also, it could be scheduling a doctor or dentist appointment that you have been dreading or putting off. I always love when people do, when they, maybe you're this person or, you know, your friends are, but I love the idea of on your birthday, you know, doing different kinds of self-care through going to the doctor. all of these kinds of, you know, acts of service can really help enhance your well-being and kind of reinforce and improve your mood. And also, I think it's really important to note that sometimes such a deep, deep needed self-care act of service is to give yourself permission to do nothing at all without judgment. Right? Yeah. Okay. And then number three, quality time. Be present. Be present with self-love. Be present with yourself. Okay. So when we think about time and quality time, often we are overcommitting ourselves. We overbook ourselves. And, you know, we can do that for so many reasons. And, you know, we very often just do not give ourselves any time to slow down, connect, and be present with ourselves. And this is such a beautiful way to show yourself love. So quality time, the love language of quality time is about giving yourself attention, giving yourself undivided attention. It means making time for yourself and being present with yourself right here now in the moment. And, you know, this love language is about being there for yourself and letting yourself know that you are your priority. Not all the crapola on your to-do list or not all this, that, and the other thing. You are your priority. So again, you can practice this in many ways, quality time as your self-love language by, you know, really doing something that you enjoy doing with yourself. It could be going for a walk in nature. It could be watching the sunset, reading your favorite book, going to see a movie that you've been wanting to see, taking a dance class or a yoga class or, you know, whatever that is. Show yourself love by giving yourself time to do things that make you feel good, that nourish your soul. Go see some live music. And be mindful of the quality time you're giving yourself. And it's okay, you know, to give yourself that not judgmental permission to do nothing at all. And I would encourage you, when you're doing nothing at all, turn off your damn phone. Okay. And then number four, physical touch. Feel self-love. So physical touch is all about physical connection, physical affection. It could be movement, exercise, hugging, skincare. So this love language is all about doing things that make your body feel good and focusing on your physical body and your physical well-being. So this could be, you know, stretching, giving yourself, giving yourself a massage on a foam roller. It could be taking a long shower or a hot bath with Epsom salts to, you know, really just like relieve stress and just give yourself that, you know, time to soak in love. And it could be, self-pleasure like masturbation or giving yourself a massage, like, you know, grab a lovely lotion and, you know, give yourself a foot massage or even really like I'm putting my arms around myself right now, just giving yourself like just really holding yourself and, you know, rubbing your arms and giving yourself a hug, whatever that is, just thinking about physical touch and feeling into self-love and giving that to yourself. So the fifth love language is receiving gifts, absorbing, receiving self-love. So this, you know, this is of course not about money and giving, you know, spending money in expensive gifts, but really, I mean, it could be, you know, but finding, you know, ways to show yourself that you're thinking about yourself. So, you know, that could be, it could be making yourself a really special dinner or, you know, taking yourself to get a manicure or a pedicure or buying that new book that you want. One thing that I really love to do, I'm just like thinking about gifts because I do have to say I've been working on it for years and years. I've talked about it on the podcast. It's hard for me to receive gifts and or compliments. I mean, I've been working on that, so it's easier. But when I think about right in this moment, I I love going to, I love buying myself crystals. So for example, you know, there's some great crystal shops here in New York City. But there's one that I love to go to when I'm home in Minneapolis. It's called Jewel Weed, and it's in the suburbs, a suburb called Wayzata. And I love the owner. I love the employees. I love walking in there. It's just so lovely and such a good energy. And they have all these, you know, lots of different healing, you know, books and all these things, but they have such a beautiful array of crystals. And I love when I go home to just buy myself, go in there and buy myself a crystal as a gift, giving myself that gift. So yeah, it's about, you know, buying something that you love. And, you know, often like we can make impulse purchases, you know, for whatever reason. And, you know, we can go into Target, you know, kind of maybe overspend, or maybe we can buy things that we just need to, what is called retail therapy. But thinking about, you know, what if you really focused on purchasing only things that just really, that made you happy and brought you joy, versus just in the moment of just like, oh, I need to fill a void or whatever. So thinking about that love language of receiving gifts, like, how can you do that in a way that's about absorbing that self-love through giving yourself something? You know, it could be educational. It could be, you know, taking a class or a course, investing in your hobbies or activities that you're curious about, or that, you know, are fun for you, like a pottery workshop or a painting class or a writing class or a pole dancing class, you know, whatever the hell it is, you know. You know, hey, it could be investing in yourself and your health, and choosing to work with me one-on-one. That's giving yourself a gift. So those are the five love languages, looking through the lens of self-love and really considering yourself, considering ourselves and what's really important to you and how you want to show yourself love. So which self-love language is calling for you? You know, I think all of them, but sometimes we really are yearning for one more than the other. And I think the reason that knowing your self-love language is important is because it gives you this knowledge to be able to communicate what is most important to meet your emotional needs to yourself, and also then, of course, to others that you're in relationships with. So, you know, self-love and self-care is so highly personal, and really identifying and understanding your love language or your love languages really, really just is such, I think, a beautiful way to self-connection, to self-discovery, and to enhancing your health and well-being. So there you have it, applying the five love languages to self-love. We have words of affirmation. It's thinking or speaking self-love. We have acts of service, doing self-love. We have quality time, being present with self-love. We have physical touch, feeling self-love. We have receiving gifts, absorbing self-love. And I want to thank you so much for joining and tuning in. And I am sending you so much love. And if you are looking for, if you want to work with me, and if you're looking for personalized guidance and healing support, let's talk. Email me at info@thewellnessheadquarters.com, and we will set up your free wellness consult call. And until next week, say something nice to yourself, slow down you eat, and say yes to rest. Hey, if what you're hearing resonates with you, I created a free resource just for you, Anti-Inflammatory Living, The Essential Guide. To get your free copy, head over to guide.thewellnessheadquarters.com. That's guide.thewellnessheadquarters.com to receive your free anti-inflammatory living, The Essential Guide.